Hey everybody, welcome to the final recap. I know I haven't been doing this very long, but here's the deal. Just a few days ago, I put up the final weekly recap where I tell people about new videos on YouTube and new games on BoardGameGeek. So this will be the final recap of several recaps. I'll talk to you about 12 games today, and then in the future, who knows what will happen. I think I'm going to have this new games I've discovered thing migrate over to The Ramble, which is an exclusive show for backers on Patreon who either get to watch it or listen to it, because maybe you didn't know that there is a Rotto Patreon podcast where all of the podcast content is available ad-free, plus a bunch of other stuff like audio versions of the monthly Ramble and whatnot. So in theory, it will live on there, but let's do one last hurrah. 12 new games I've discovered in the last month or so, in the last 3 weeks, really. Okay, let's get to it. So let me go on ahead and jump into it, starting with, oh, folks, this just instantly rockets to the top of my list. Rasafa. It's the latest from Vladimir Succi and Delicious Games. This is going to be his big Essen release. There's not much other than a very, very nice looking piece of cover art. It's a route-building game set in 3rd century AD in the Middle East, in what is now today, Syria. But this is a game where you're focusing on building the routes and moving along and selling your goods and all that, but the game really focuses hard on water. I love the subtitle, "Buy My Spice! Isn't your camel thirsty? Your garden is amazing!" Because this is a dry, arid land, we are spending a lot of our focus on trying to make water wells and springs so that people can actually use the track. And then, when the water starts to flow, we start growing gardens as well along this route. And I mean, honestly, I expect that will be a very, very fun and engaging and meaningful theme. And Vladimir Succi never fails. He has never failed me in his designs. If there's a new game from Delicious, I gotta play it. And so very, very excited for Rasafa coming, I'm assuming, this year. What else was there? Oh, it's a DC Heroes United. I was very, very impressed by the prequel to this from Cool Mini or Not, the Marvel United series. Just absolutely brilliant, sweet little, cooperative superhero game where the interplay between players is so brilliantly designed, because the last card I play is something on my turn is something that you could then leverage on your turn. So smart, a really great gateway, but with real depth. And, it's gotten so much Marvel United, so much content over the years. It's really cool to see the other side of the fence, DC Heroes United. I assume it's going to use the same type of gameplay, but now you're going to see Superman and Batman going up against the Joker and Wonder Woman and Cheetah and all the DC favorites. So I'm very happy for folks, for DC fans. All these years they've been waiting, they're finally going to get their hands on. Not much information available right now other than pretty much what you can guess from the box file, but I just wanted to let people know if you love the holy trinity of superheroes and everything that comes associated with that, an amazing co-op is coming. DC Heroes United. And then finally, I think I've already talked about this before, River Valley Glassworks. I've talked about it on the channel that when I covered it in my preview, I was just showing you the basic game, and they've talked about the expansions that are coming, which I didn't get a chance to play, but they now have an entry for it on BoardGameGeek, the River Valley Glassworks River Glass and Other Sundries. That is a combination of 6 different modules you can turn on. It's a must-have. That, I think, is what's going to take River Valley Glassworks to the stratosphere, and who knows, maybe make it a candidate for a Spiel des Jahres win. I think from what I've seen of these, it deserves consideration. And so I just wanted to mention, hey, the expansion is now on BoardGameGeek as well. So let's start with Sparks, a game where you run your factory-produced robots and bring them to life. And why am I excited? This is Christian Ospie, one of my favorite designers of all time, teaming up with, Florin and Kajel Svensson and Florin Perluca. I don't know you very well, but I do know your other co-designer, Adrian Adamescu, one of the co-designers of Sagrada and a very well-respected designer in his own right. So that's a very, very cool team-up. I am excited for that reason, but I'm also excited because I love dice drafting and engine building, and this game sounds like it's going to have a very, very cool take on that. I think, yeah, we can look at the back of the box and get a sense. And, you know, this looks like a game that I want to play with, you know, is that a conveyor belt? I love conveyor belts in board game. Colorful dice to draft and put on your own board, building up your own schematics of stuff, getting a bunch of card robots and activating them with the dice we draft, and then a parrot, too, while we're at it. It looks really, really neat. And again, that team of Ospie and Adamescu and Perluca and Svensson too makes me very excited for Sparks. Again, links for everything, including the Board Game Geek pages I'm talking about down in the show notes if you want to read up more about it, folks. Then we've got Sunavalo. I'm excited for this because it is Andreas Odendahl, you know, one of the best designers. I mean, you know, Le Granja, and now I'm drawing a blank. Let me just go on ahead and pull up Andreas's, you know, Le Granja, Cooper Island, Solarius Mission, Planta Nubo, which I'm getting my Planta Nubo. Jonathan Cox of John Gets Games is sending me Planta Nubo in the mail. I can't wait to play it. I'm so excited. But I'm just excited in general, including for Sunavalo, a midweight, which is unique. Andreas generally does super duper heavy hardcore Euros, but this is a midweight game with a card game with a board game feel in a solar punk world. So you had me at all that, and it sounds like just, you know, bucolic farming, but then it talks about, you know, solar punk drones that we're using. It features an innovative purchasing mechanism, but what really gets me excited besides the design pedigree, every time you acquire a card for your farm, you activate an entire column of cards, causing your farm to flourish, but you must earn resources to cover the cost of these cards. I love it. It sounds like a very cool engine builder. The more cards you get, you play them on there, you activate everything in chain reactions. Oh, I'm excited. I am excited, folks, for Sunavalo. Also, I'm excited for Reef Project. This looks like a new game from publisher Board and Dice, designers Martino Ciccarera and Federico Perlorenzi. I do not know, but Board and Dice I know, and they never let me down. And if that weren't enough, what I'm really excited about is the subject matter, because this is a Euro game where we're scientists trying to revitalize the coral reefs around the world, launching expeditions, recharging or traveling every action, you know, using missions to, rejuvenate the coral reefs around the world, which is such a clear, omnipresent threat, one of many, many problems our world faces. And there are people out there working diligently to turn this crisis around, and to have an entire game devoted to this subject matter makes me very excited. And then knowing it's coming from Board and Dice, who are one of the best, most reliable Euro design powerhouses, makes me even more excited for Reef Project, which I guess will be coming this year. Then we've got Hutan. Man, I wish there was art for this, because it's got art from Vincent Dutre. So you had me at Vincent Dutre. I'm a simple man. Put pretty pictures in front of me, which unfortunately I can't show you today, and I'll be happy. But I'm also happy because it's Oscar Granerud and Daniel Peterson. These guys have been such a powerhouse couple of designers for the last few years. This one, Watch Your Rainforest Come Alive with Majestic Trees and Iconic Animals. It sounds like it's a tile laying game. That's what the mechanism is. But from the description, it sounds like you're laying more things on top of your tiles, upgrading your tiles, turning the seeds into trees, and then turning trees into habitats for animals. And then the animals come in as a multi-step process over 9 rounds. So the subject matter sounds great. The design duo is phenomenal, and you know it's going to be jaw-droppingly beautiful. So definitely, I'm looking forward to Hutan. All right, and then the last one, This one's a bit silly. I'm maybe stretching a bit, but Dungeon Rummy sounds so charming. A fun cooperative rummy game with an innovative twist. The description doesn't really say what the innovative twist is. It almost sounds like it's a game you could play with just a few decks of standard playing cards, one of those kinds of things. But I am intrigued because we are trying, we have our deck of cards, we're drawing cards, trying to build three of a kinds, four of a kinds, runs with cards of six or greater, you know, trying to get various rummy style hands to fight monsters. And meanwhile, the monsters are forcing us to drill through our deck faster, making it harder. I don't know. The deck runs out, the game is over. If you defeat the boss, you win. A simple cooperative rummy card game from designer Fel Barros. It sounds interesting to me. I put it on my wish list. Maybe that sounds interesting to you, and you might put it on yours. And we're going to end it with four games I have found that were recently added to the Board Game Geek database that I think are definitely worth your time. What are they, you ask? Well, that's the wrong button. That's the wrong, right button, but the wrong screen. There we go. Oh, I'm falling apart here at the end. We've got Tramways Engineer Workbook Volume 2. That's a mouthful. Here's the deal, folks. If you want to know about this, the best thing I would suggest you do is check out the run-through I did like 6 years ago. Over half a decade ago, I did a quick run-through of Workbook Volume 1. And I gotta say, I am very excited. It's been a long time coming. But this is such a fantastic game system. It is basically a big book that comes with, I think this one is going to come, I think it said, with 24 different puzzles. And they are puzzles based on the gameplay of the excellent and hit, you know, sadly overlooked hidden gem deck builder Tramways, which I've also covered on the channel. It's a great deck building game. And Albin Viard has taken the deck building gameplay of that and turned it into a series of puzzles that you can play in this book. It's all, erasable pages where you can try to puzzle out how to solve each of these different cities using the gameplay mechanisms of Tramways. And it doesn't look like there's many pictures yet here. But again, go check out my run-through of the original. It's fantastic, especially because it's a great solo experience, but you can also play a lot of them two-player, and they are replayable, and it's just brilliant. And what's interesting about Volume 2 is the original one was just like generic towns or generic cities you were building up lines in. Now you're building them in cities around the world, and each different city, all 24 of them, have unique local elements of the city that introduce new mechanisms. So, I am very excited. And if you want to know why, go check out my 6-year, I will put a link for it down in the show notes, my run through of the original Tramways Engineer Workbook Volume 1. And if you watch that, you'll understand why I'm excited for Volume 2. Then we've got Keyframes. Oh boy. This one looks very, very good. It's from the designers of the White Castle and the Red Cathedral. Isra C and Shai S, this couple of gamers, designers. I think everybody has been very, very impressed by their output. And this looks like a smaller, quick-playing card game where everybody, every round, has, and there's not really much pictures, but you can kind of see the card art here on the box art. Let me go ahead and zoom in. Has a handful of cards that represent frames of animation. We are all animators trying to make an animated sequence. And on each card, there's a number that represents our initiative. And everybody's going to pick from their hand a card simultaneously and play it. And whoever has the best initiative gets to go first and add their card or one of the other cards that are on the table, including cards that their opponents played for initiative, to try to make finalized little animated sequences. And you can see the animated sequences are adorable. And I mean, that sounds like a very, very cool twist where, okay, this is going to be the card I need to play because I need to go first. But it's a card I can see you need because you're literally working on this animated sequence. That sounds like a lot of fun to me. And again, based on the pedigree of these designers, and it's not just Red Cathedral and White Castle. Shinkansen 0K was fantastic. I still desperately want to play 1987 Channel Tunnel. I've heard nothing but good things. Anyway, though, this is an amazing design duo. And so whatever they've got, I'm interested in, especially when it's got subject matter that's so near and dear to my heart. And it sounds like very, very clever gameplay. It's called Keyframes. Then we've got Australis. And, you know, from Leo Colavini, who ever since Leo put out, you know, another hidden gem flying under the radar, absolutely brilliant design recently, London Bridge. London Bridge was so amazing. It was such an amazing return to form from this OG designer that I've been very excited. I am definitely on the Leo Colavini hype train, especially when he's working with Cosmos to make a game where we literally play as sea turtles, trying to survive, you know, in, you know, a biodiverse ecosystems under the sea. There's very little information here. Oh, you have a wide range of strategies. Great. Choose the right dice cleverly. Oh, so it's dice drafting. Yes, please. But more importantly, hey, yeah, do I get to be a sea turtle? The nature theme is strong with this final recap. And, I mean, just look at that cover. Do you not want to play that game? I'm very excited for Australis. And one more. Oh, man. I had no idea this was coming. Good Dog, Bad Zombie, Second Edition. Now, I did a quick rapid review for the first edition of Good Dog, Bad Zombie. And even though it had, you know, let's say some very bargain basement, you know, I mean, it had charm for days. Because, hey, I just talked about playing as a sea turtle. How about we play as actual dogs in the zombie apocalypse trying to get rid of the zombies to save the humans? It's a great theme. Absolutely love it. And, you know, all the quirks and tricks of being a dog are so wonderfully thematically represented in this game. You know, their sense of smell, their you know, tendency towards herding. Hey, you haven't lived until you've herded a bunch of zombies off a cliff to save your favorite human. It's got a great sense of humor. It's got great charm. And while the first edition was, you know, okay, quality-wise in terms of its components, this second edition promises new art, upgraded components, yes please, and new playable dog breeds. Oh, I'm excited, folks. And if there's a final thing I'm ever going to talk about in the recap, I am very happy that it is Good Dog, Bad Zombie, Second Edition. Sadly, no art or anything yet, but again, you can go look at my video or just look at other people's videos for the first edition and just imagine all that with upgraded components. I'm stoked. I'm excited. And I'm out of here, folks. That is the end. You know what to do now. There's the playlist with everything I just talked about. If you'd like more stuff, including some of this stuff might appear, you know, on the Ramble going forward, which is another exclusive for Patreon backers. And anyway, but otherwise, folks, time to face the strange. Bye-bye. I meant turn and face the strange.